HSCW boys soccer has started off this season with a tight loss to Grandview Christian and a loss to West Central Valley. Head coach Michael Mertz has been getting things back to the basics with his boys to be able to get back on track in preparation for next week's game against Van Meter.
This week we've really gone back to the basics. We have a lot of guys that either haven't played since they were in elementary school or have actually never played soccer before in their life. So just going straight back to the very smallest fundamentals and going from there. So there's been a lot more talking and showing of positions and strategy instead of hasn't been like scrimmaging and stuff like that amongst ourselves.
The Vikings returned their leading scorer from last season, Caden Baxter, who had 5 shots on goal already this year. They also feature a new face at goalie, Aiden Akers, who has 46 saves through 2 games and currently posts an 85.2 save percentage. On the defensive end, Brian Mertz, Caden Rold, and Sawyer Kiesel are all returning captains who are the glue of this team.
On the offensive side, we have our leading scorer from last year, Caden Baxter. He's a junior this year, and he's back and looking healthy and ready to go this season. So we have him. We also have a brand new goalie this year, and junior Aiden Akers, and he has not had much experience at that until this year. So he's really stepped up, and he had quite a few saves in our last game. So him to step up. And then on the defensive end, we have all 3 of our captains that are seniors. So Brian Mertz, Caden Rold, and Sawyer Kiesel. And they're a big part of keeping the team together during the game.
A couple improvements that the Vikings are looking for are to work on their spacing on the field, as sometimes they lose their form. Coach Mertz wants his boys to work on composure and control on the field and not let the adrenaline rush get to them.
We struggle with our spacing a lot of times when we get into, the adrenaline's flowing. We kind of lose our form. And so just working on our spacing and staying in line where we're supposed to be, moving without the ball, and consistently working on our passing and control, just so we're just not getting the ball and turning it right back over.
This group of boys are hard workers on the field, regardless of what the score is or how tired they are. They always show up with a ton of energy and excitement to progress their process forward towards success on the field.
Honestly, they're a good bunch of kids. There's some goofballs, but I really enjoy that they show up with some good energy and good excitement to learn. So that's probably the best thing about this group that I love.
HSCW will be pulling a quick turnaround next week, as we'll be taking on Van Meter this coming Monday. One thing that HSCW will have to rely on is their defensive game. Van Meter is a team that likes to play tough, and HSCW will have to step up on the defensive end to be able to take on this Bulldogs team. Van Meter features Caleb Moore, who led the team with 9 goals last season and has already earned an assist with a goal by Camden Reynolds against Des Moines Christian.
I mean, obviously the expectation is to win, but I mean, I've told the guys, once again, I'm looking for just improvements from the game before, just doing the little things right. And I told them, even if the score isn't what we want at the end of the game, as long as we go out there and we play to the best of our abilities, that's what I'm looking for.
The Vikings will jump right into next week with the match at Van Meter High School, which starts at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.